Well, he's through for today, but all day tomorrow and all day Sunday.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Over in the Walk of Fame, over in the Hilton. Okay, he's got a couple of Xander dolls here. He's
really?
Going to sign them and number them. This is the one and only time it's going to happen. They're $7.50 each.
My Xander book.
Also, they're doing photo ops.
Did you bring your
tomorrow
doll?
Morning.
Huh? Did you bring your
hang on.
Doll?
Made notes.
No, you didn't
it's
bring your
in the
doll.
Tim's room in the Marriott, which opens at 7:30. He's going to do his at 9. You can buy... If you go up back to the Walk of Fame tonight, there's a booth where you can buy them ahead of time.
Actually,
or you should be able to buy them down, but just come before his 9 o'clock time. Also, it's the only convention this year, and it's the only one for this year for U.S. or abroad. So we're really excited to have you here. So shut up now. Let's hear it for Nicholas Brendan.
I've been summoned, excuse me.
Hello. How are you? So I'm Nicholas Brendan.
No.
And you are not. I'm an actor. At least I play one on television. See? The prom. Who's going to the prom? Hope you have fun. I didn't have fun at my first prom, and I sure as hell ain't going to the second prom. So what I guess, you know, what we'll do, you've got me for roughly about an hour, and I plan it to be plan for it to be an hour that's going to completely change your lives. I'm talking about investments, people. I'm talking about Jesus Christ. All right, so I guess what I'll do is I will... I will take questions that people have in reference to all things that are me, are related to me, or somehow I've touched. Okay.
All right, what was more fun to make? Once More with Feeling or Psycho Beach Party?
What was more fun to make? Once More with Feeling or Psycho Beach Party? Well, you know, two completely different animals, really, you know what I mean? I think Once More with Feeling, it was such a special time in my life. You know, I just got married. I mean, you know, I am divorced now, but I just got married. And it was the first time I sang and danced, and it was just really kind of a great time. And Psycho Beach Party, I think my favorite monologue of all time was the one about what was her name? About Marvel Ann, yeah. And I got that in two takes. I got it in the first take, and then we just did one for safety, you know. For you youngsters, I won't tell you exactly what I said in that monologue, but I think Once More with Feeling, just because it was such a peak there, you know, and it was, you know, people thought we'd jumped the shark at that point, and I'm like, no. I mean, before they'd seen it. It's like, oh, you're doing a musical, great. Great, all right, are you going to wear your leather jacket in the ocean, you know? No, I'm going to wear silk pajamas and sing. Yes.
First of all, I know you get this all the time, but I love you so much. I'm gay and I do have a humongous crush.
Listen, I'm straight and I have a crush on you. How's that sound? Is that it?
Yes.
That's very sweet. Thank you.
I mean, what was it like being on a series like Buffy that started off relatively small and then grew into this giant? I mean, do you get recognized everywhere you go?
It was and continues to be a great experience in my life. You know, it changed my life, and it kind of enabled me to act for a living and realize that that's what I wanted to do. And in terms of being recognized, I dig it. It means I've done something right. You know, and you know, I love it when people have crushes on me. It doesn't. I cross gender on that one. You know. I just won't go as far with you. Or maybe it will.
Come to the prom with me.
Okay. I've been asked already. Yes. Charisma Carpenter again, yes. It was pretty fantastic. You know, weird that she... What the hell's going on here? Came prepared. Oh, sweet. Are you going to the prom?
Are you asking me specifically?
Absolutely. I'm being eyeing you from very close. It was great, you know, she wasn't, we didn't work that much together because she wasn't playing my girlfriend. But yet I still found myself sucking my tongue down her throat, which is very, very, very strange. No, she's married and everything's fine. It was, you know, we just kind of reminisced. It had been a long time since I'd worked with her. Since I never did an angel. So it was kind of weird. It was kind of, you were in a dream state of like, oh, wow, We're back. We're back, and we're back. Did I mention that we were back? Yes,
I like you. Was it hard to persuade your brother to be in the episode? Because he's not really an actor, is he? And does he get mistaken for you still?
Yeah, he gets mistaken for me all the time. Sometimes I do it. Which is strange, really. You know, it wasn't, you know, it was that episode that enabled him to do the stunts on the show for me. And one thing that people don't realize, and I love Kelly very much, but, you know, that was me playing both parts, you know. I just changed costumes a lot. And, you know, like you would see his over, you know, like when it was a two-shot or a dirty single, as they, for technical terms. Raking two, sometimes they would have us in there, but it was, you know, it was definitely, it's tough because it was, you know, my set and I was the actor on the set, you know, so it was kind of, but he did a kick-ass job. He had to know both those parts too, but with none of the glory because the camera was always on his back, so, you know, he did a fantastic job.
Yeah, it was a great episode.
Thank you. Yes?
I know you're doing a film with Adrienne Barbeau, or were, what's the status on that?
I think they're still in post-production on it, I think. I did the ADR for it, looping, where I fixed dialogue that I messed up. I don't know, 6-7 months ago on it. So I think, I just think it's kind of in that post-production process.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the name of that one again?
Unholy. Unholy. Back, guy, black. Shirt. Oh, thank you. You're welcome.
When you first started doing the series, I read an article about you that said that you had a speech impediment.
Mm-hmm.
And I, too, after years and years of speech therapy, have a stutter problem. And it all worked out fine, but because of you, I was okay to speak in public. Thank you.
That's great. Hey, that takes a lot of courage. Thank you so much. Thank you. One of my biggest things was talking in public as well, and I know, like, how you get the butterflies in your stomach and your head, you almost feel like you're going to pass out, and then you stammer and stutter.
Exactly.
I overcame it. And it sounds like you did, too. So,
because I realized that someone like you can do that, it pushed me to do it.
I want to thank you. Thank you so much, brother. Thank you. Okay, we're done. Thanks. Who wants to follow that up, really? You know what I mean? What was it like to kiss Sarah Michelle Gellar? Oh. On or off camera? Again, I joke. These are all the same jokes that I have. They just kind of... Same, you know, what's the guy? James Marsters. He's also a fantastic kisser. Yeah, I know, and I think there are pictures to back it up, too.
You seem very humorous, and Xander, of course, humor was a major part of his character. Is that happenstance? Did you introduce some of your personal humor into that character?
I'm bawling inside right now. I the tears inside. That's how I keep lubricated in my mouth. It's just I reverse the tears and just kind of...
That's pretty gross.
I can get grosser. Trust me. I'm keeping it above the board. Aren't we already having a drink? You know, he was, I think Joss did a thing where he used the people's personalities, you know, outside of it. But, you know, I mean, the description of Xander was, when I had gone in and read for it, was, you know, his sardonic wit. So I think it was always intended, you know, to be that. But as Joss got to know us more, I think he kind of definitely used our personalities. Yeah. And then I just said the lines the way I say the lines. With odd pauses here and there, you know. Yes.
How did you decide to be an actor?
When I was a kid, my mom was an agent. I used to go to see, but I had a pretty bad stutter, and I was just really, really awkward. But I would go to tapings of, like, Happy Days and all these shows that she had clients on, and I'm like, yeah, I want to do this. But I was kind of in the midst of playing baseball, and that was my dream. And then one day I was playing at a college in L.A., and I'm like, I've just lost the fun, so I packed my bag up. I didn't tell my coach. I quit. I just walked off the field. I quit college. And I told my mom I wanted to start acting. So she brought me home a couple scripts, and I just would tape myself in front of a video, but there was no sound. It was just me, you know, see how I look. And took an acting class and then did it for 2 years and then quit for three and then kind of backed into it. A manager wanted to manage me. I got fired as a PA. I think some of us know the story. And I was acting for 3 months and I booked Buffy. Yeah. So it's kind of always in there. Yes?
I have two questions. Am I allowed to do that?
Sure.
Okay.
Change my mind. Okay, next.
First one's really stupid, but where'd you get your hat?
Paul Smith.
Oh, I don't know if that is.
He's an English designer. I got it in England. England. Second question?
England, that narrows it down. And then the second one was, I also have, like, some speech problems, and, like, I've always really wanted to be an actress, because I guess everyone always really wants to be an actress. But,
I actually never wanted to be an actress. Never.
How long did it take you to, like, overcome your stuttering? What did you go through? Did you just have, like, this moment where you're like, hey, I'll do this because
I was like, I was just kidding you guys. I just did it for attention. It still comes. It's not as bad. I just really blanked my, you know, I just kind of clean slated my brain and just did a lot of tongue twisters. Because a lot of it is just like the muscle. And my brain it's kind of moved so quickly and my mouth couldn't keep up with it. And then it would just kind of, so it was just a matter of slowing things down and I did a lot of tongue twisters, and I still do. And you can't get frustrated with yourself. You just, you know, like, there's one that we... It's doing this play right now, and there's this one that I couldn't... The Leaf Police Dismisseth Us. And I'm like... And when you're doing it, when everyone else is doing it around you, I'm like, the Leaf Police Dismisseth Us, you know? You have to go, the Leaf Police Dismisseth Us. The Leaf Police Dismisseth Us, you know? And you just kind of get it going in a row, and it's like... But by number four, you're just, you sound like you've got it. It's a mouthful of Novocaine. You know? All right, going on stage. Okay, great. Getting paid to talk for a living. Yeah. You're welcome. Yes?
I'm a teacher of second grade students, and Xander always reminds me of this perpetual second grader.
I think, do you mean Xander or Nick?
That's my question. I mean, what were you like as an elementary school kid in the classroom?
From what I understand, I was a problem. from fourth grade on, I think at second grade, I think I was, I had a twin, so it was kind of, we were in our own little world, but apparently we talked a lot, and, you know, it was, you know, when we were in second grade, we were still cute enough to get away with it. It was when, I think, fourth and fifth grade, when the teeth started doing that, you know, and it was just... I gained a little weight, and I couldn't button my buttons anymore, you know. It says all of a sudden I'm being told I'm going to fail, you know. So in second grade, you would have loved me, but I think if you're my fourth grade teacher, you would have hated me.
I had a couple of you, I think.
Yeah, yeah. You would have taken us out for ice cream. Yes?
When you knew that the series that you've been on for so long was ending, before, what did
A lot of memories. You know what? It had been 7 years, I think. I had seen it all. There's nothing I needed from that set. Yes? Probably one, just because it was, you know, everything was so new, and just like there was, you know, one and two, and then probably one and two, and then it just went to episodes, of, you know, of kind of like, oh wow, that was a kick-ass episode. But yeah, I think one, and then into two, because we knew that we had had something, and that we were going to be employed for a while. Yeah, one, there was still a lot of just, like, freaking out energy, like, it's like, oh, shit, I gotta get a, you know, I gotta go wait tables again, you know? Yes?
Since Kitchen Confidential, have you thought about doing television again?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I,
That was a funny show.
I love that show. I loved it. Best show on television ever. Thank you. Yeah, I met on a few things last year, and I needed to take some time off, because that had really kind of hurt. I let it affect me more than I should have, you know, because I really enjoyed it. So I would imagine probably next year I'll be doing something again on the small screen, but, you know, not small in my heart. Yep.
You had said that your brother had done stunts for you on that episode. I don't remember anything that was really big on that, but I don't know, how does your mom handle that? Because, I mean, I don't think she'd like that too well, even if they're, like, little things.
It's well, like stunts?
Yeah, it's still her little boy.
She's fine. She's fine with it. As long as you're paying your rent, you know what I mean? As long as you're knocking me up for money. Or just knocking me up. Yes.
Had to go there.
How did we get along? We got along very well. It was a very nice set to work on, and it was a family. It was it really was a family. How did you get along with them? Did you like them?
I haven't met them.
What? Wait, are you sure? This is you, right? I'm talking to you. No, you've met them before.
I've only met one person.
Which one? Did you like her? She's good people.
She left one of her drinks.
Was she? She left. Oh, did it was a coffee? Did you try it? Did you taste it to see what was in it? Was it just coffee? You should have. I'm not sure. Yes. Yes.
Out of all the actors on or producers or whatever on the show, who's the biggest Buffy fan?
Joss, I guess. It's amazing when, you know, when it pays the bills like that, you become a huge fan. I don't know, really. I know that a lot of them were, but I'm not really sure who was the biggest fan coming in. And I think Joss probably tried it also to kind of, if you were too big of a fan, maybe it wasn't, you know, the right job for you. You know, it wasn't like winning a contest. Yeah, so I'm not really sure. We never really got into it. But, you know, we had some fans. Yeah, that we're really happy to have that job, not just because it was a paycheck, but it was because it was a passion. Big orange guy in the back.
Okay, I just wanted to say first, Xander's my favorite character because he's the one I identify with the most, and I think he's kind of the one who lets the rest of us pretend like we're Scooby.
Right.
But I wanted to know who, besides your own character, is your favorite.
I'm just trying to think who I'd want to play. You know what I mean? It's just, probably Luke Perry's character. I think I could do a pretty good job of that. It's Red Scarf.
Who was your favorite villain?
My favorite villain? Okay.
Or get beat up by.
Or get beat up by. I can tell you my least, but we just never have snakes on the show. You know what I mean? Buffy riding a giant snake. You know, I think The Master was really awesome. This is a really great way to kick off the show. But I think my favorite thing to act, I mean, in just terms of acting, was a Dracula when I played Renfield. I had a blast doing that.
Like eating the bugs.
Eating the bugs and just, you know.
Speak about money.
Yeah, yeah. Master, Bader. Oh, yeah. What was it like?
Yeah, did you like it better?
Oh, yeah, and then, I mean, it's nice for the, because then I also had one where I was a hyena. Episode 6, actually. Yeah, season 1, episode 6. Called The Pack.
Yeah.
It's great. I think being nicer is more fun, funner. More enjoyable. Just because, you know, it's when you're playing evil, it's like, okay, you know, it's like, you know, I can go to like a bag of tricks of evil, it's like, okay, I'll do this, that, but if you have to kind of sustain it, it's like, you know, I'm doing the same thing again, and it's like, you know, it's being happy and fun is better than being not happy and not fun. So, you know, it's worked out well. To sustain it for like 7 years, I think that would be rough. Yeah. Absolutely. I love Lobster Atlas, yeah. It's a play I did with Noah Wiley and Dory Barton. And I actually left early to come here. But yeah, it was really great. It was, yeah, I mean, having it be my first play, I didn't expect the reviews to be as good and you know, the houses to sell out like they did. And it was a really great experience, yeah. Blue Shirt City. Blue Shirt sitting.
Do you think your character would have ever married Anya had she not died and the series continued?
Did she die? How do you kill a demon? That's what I want to know, you know? No. Not at all. No. I think... Yeah. I think Xander would have married him right there. You're probably right.
I had heard that one of the original plans for season 7 was that Xander was originally slated to die before the final episode.
I was going
to
die, yeah.
How did you feel about that decision?
Didn't find out.
How it eventually came to pass instead.
I just realized that the fans would be really pissed off if he killed us. So as badly as he wanted to, it wasn't. You know, it wasn't the right thing, so instead he maimed me. You know? And I found that I found out that I was maimed in the script, so, you know, I didn't... You know, it's a lot of actors find things. I'm happy that I'm happy Xander didn't fall, you know? That was just a Shakespearean joke. Oh, and I found that, you know, I learned that the hard way, too. Reading Shakespeare at Joss's house. It's like, okay, my character falls. What does that mean? It means you're not coming back. Yeah. Where are you? Okay. Sorry. It's you. Yes, yes, yes.
Since you apparently had no background in musical theater, how did you prepare for what's forward feeling?
A lot of showers. I was a clean boy. Yeah. True story. Not a true story told, buddy. Yes.
I've heard rumors about a movie that may be coming, sort of tying up the end of the story. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, we just got done shooting it. I don't think there's going to be a movie. There might be, you never know. I just don't. There's been nothing. I'm also the Green Lantern too. You know, I mean, there are a lot of rumors out there, and I just think it's wishful thinking. At least in the near future, I don't see a movie in the works. But that's not to say that it won't happen. But I don't see it in the near future. Yes.
On the topic of wishful thinking, I've heard that you and Sarah
Yeah, it was towards the end of the sixth season, and we had thought that it was kind of time, you know, that, but, you know, in the direction that not Sarah went, because she went to New York and married Freddie, but Buffy went, was that it made sense to know that she, everything she wanted was unobtainable, you know, and that's just the way Joss thinks, too. There's not going to be a happy ending. It's like, oh, great, you know. Could you imagine how different the musical, you know, it's just all that stuff that I was singing to her, and that would have been good times, too. coming out of a, you know, just a coffin, you know, singing like I'm English, and I dye my hair blonde. Bet you if I dye my hair blonde, we'd be in a larger room right now. Bet you that right now. It's insane. I've not been in a room like this small since I think I was in second grade. Yes?
I was just curious, since Joss has such a penchant for reusing actors, if you had any plans to work with him at any point in the future.
I'm playing Wonder Woman. You're playing Wonder Woman, aren't you? What's your question?
Out of all the characters,
which one
do you not like the least?
Which one? Now, that's a double negative, which means that's a positive. So, which ones did I like the least? Right? Are you want to know who I hated, who I didn't like? Because a double negative makes it positive. You'll realize that. Like, if you, it's like -3 × -7.
Learned that in second grade.
You would think that it would be 27 times, you know, but it's, you know, -27, but it's actually +27, because the two negatives make it positive. But who did I? You mean as Nikki or as Xander? Xander. I think probably Peter Griffith. I hated. I think probably the Angel.
Yeah.
Because I had a deep disdain for Angel.
Yeah.
Hated him. I mean, Spike and I actually lived together for a while, you know what I mean? There was your spinoff right there, by the way. That was
the spin-off. New odd couple.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, now. Yes.
I just recently rewatched the Zeffo, which is really a brilliant episode. It was focused on you. Did you ever feel the way Xander did, like you wished you had more powers or that you were ignored?
Yeah, you know, I think the character helped me feel that way in my life as well, you know. As much as you don't like to get immersed in the character and the emotions and everything, you do. And I remember when I read that, I was at a Starbucks and I finished that script and I started crying, you know. They're not making a cake. I watched it for the first time since it was on TV like a week ago, 10 days ago. Yeah, so it's kind of funny that the Zeppo's coming up. Yeah, it was because I was kind of ready to see it. Yeah, but yeah, no, it was. Yeah, there was a lot of. I remember like towards my senior year in high school, I was. You know, I think it was an episode where I was just, like, cool for a second, and like all the girls were walking in slow motion and all that stuff. But they really played up, like, the nerd quality in it, you know? Before I kind of became cool for a sec. And it's like, I can't anymore. Like, I mean, like, the extras are just glaring at you like you're an idiot. Not that there's anything wrong with extras. It's fine. But everyone is, you know? And it's like, it's hard not to have that effect. It's like, you know, I just kind of had to walk by and I just sit down by the locker and I'm like, this has got to end soon. I've got to, you know, I was supposed to grow up at some point. I was supposed to be happy. But, yeah, no, it does. It does. But we all heal. Yeah.
On a side note, do you still play ball, and what was your position when you did?
Right field, no. No, right field. Sorry. You know, I just don't have time, and I've got other interests now. I might go to a cage every once in a while, but You know, really, when you played it the way I played it, and that was 110%, my friend. Really hurt you. You know? I've got some nicks, pardon the pun. And some bruises, you know, still. God, those are the days.
Yeah.
Those are good times.
Any stories from working on Kitchen Confidential?
Oh, the stories I have. Everyone, please sit. I've made tea. It was just really... I TP'd Cooper's car on the pilots. He then got a new car. It was hard. We never got into that. I love them all, and it was just a great time. But there was never, outside of the pilot, that carefree time because Fox was doing such weird things, and, you know? And so it's like we're just waiting. You know, we shot the 13, and then we were just waiting for the other... Like, you know, the guillotine, it was just kind of strange. And then, you know, feeling suffocated like that, it was kind of like, you know. So there was never, we were always too busy worrying about what the ratings were or what have we heard from upstairs, you know. But I'm still in contact with everybody from that show, which is nice. All the guys, you know. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with the girls. I love girls. Yep.
I never really got much feeling for the backstory of your character in that, since it was such an ensemble cast. Did you have the whole backstory explained to you, or was it, you know?
Yeah, you know, I was in love with Jamie's character, and which you see there. You know, there are 9 episodes that I haven't even seen yet. I had a pretty prodigious gambling problem, emotionally unstable. It was all starting to come together as, because I know David Hemmingson had the first 2 years kind of mapped out and planned, but it came to an abrupt end. So I'm happy I don't know now, because, you know, I cry myself to sleep as it is. I'm joking. I don't know. What's that? Yeah, it's really a great book. I mean, it's just, and you know, and the book doesn't really have it. I think it was just that, you know, behind the scenes, and then the backstory was going to kind of kick around, and obviously it was Cooper's show, so, you know, it was going to be about him first, and, you know, I mean, what was Kramer's backstory, you know what I mean? It's just basically my backstory was to entertain as much as possible. No. Because I don't see it as I didn't, you know. Like, I don't feel slated because of it, you know what I mean? It just never made any sense for me to go over there, you know, just character-wise. Yeah, it would have been hard to make that work, you know.
What were your least favorite and most favorite episodes
from that? Least favorite, I think I just have one, and it was, I think season one, we had a Frankenstein episode. Yeah. And I was like, damn, what the, you know. But that's the word where, you know, I did have a line, I remember. It's like, so did you find anything out? It's like, well, no, nothing outside of the fact that he's got a pretty prodigious porn collection. I remember saying that. And then my favorites, you know, are Once More With Feeling, Zeppo, Hush, The Body. The Body was great. I mean, you know, it just goes on and on and on, because every episode there was something magical. But I think those, and I'm missing some as well. But yeah. Yo!
In season 2, why do you think that Xander didn't give Buffy Willow's message that she was doing the spell to try and restore Angel's soul?
Wow. Listen, I don't know if I knew in season 2. I'll have to go back and watch that. Can I get your home phone number so I'll call you?
Hey, to me, I think Xander always had, like, the best lines.
Oh, he did.
The show. Like, did you have any input on that?
No. Nope. Only input I had was, I think it was teacher's pet. I said, you know, shawarma. You know, that's kind of like, oh, this is great. You know, it's like, I remember I was talking to the teacher, and I said, you know, it's like a meat pie. You know, shawarma. I mean, what is it really? Yeah. Yeah, that was that. That was mine. But then Joss, yeah. Hey, buddy, I know that you like my last line. Check this one out. Andy, shouldn't you be up? Oh. Yep. Something I said? Oh, I love Darren. I love him. Darren isn't he was involved, but you know, Joss was had his hands, you know, in pretty much every jar, getting a lot of cookies. You know, Darren was there, was making it all happen. But then Dave Hemmingson was, you know, Joss would come up with lines and everything, and Darren's job, you know, is kind of more of the style guy, you know, and he hires the writers, and he hired Dave Hemmingson to write it. So it completely different styles of producing, but both are very successful. Yep. You know, I think in the writing and directing, you know, I'm directing this right now. I didn't say to laugh.
Good job.
Thank you. Laugh. I plan, you know, yeah, I think it's in my future, especially the writing, and probably directing, but it's definitely on a list of things to do. And I think mainly with the writing, it's because I'm terrified of it, you know, of doing it and keeping a schedule and kind of, you know, but I know it's something that I have to do, you know, there's a calling inside of me to do it. And so when I'm ready to really listen to the calling, I'll sit down with quill and paper. Yes.
Do you prefer episodes, or do you like the long story arc?
Do I prefer the story arcs?
Yeah, or just doing one-off episodes that sort of tie up.
Oh. Nah, you know, I mean, without a story arc, really, what are you? So, I mean, if I like the person I'm acting with, I'll take the story arc. You know, it's really hard to say. It's really hard to say. I think episodes are, when it's just like a little movie, it's great because you're telling the story right then and there. And sometimes in the story arc, it's like, okay, where was I again in my arc? Was I on the rise or was I on the decline? I like them both. It's a great question, but I don't have an answer for you.
Nathan Fillion said that you scared the hell out of him when he jabbed your eye out and you let out that shriek so much that he literally froze because he was like, "What? I'm sorry." At any other point, did any of your reactions or any of the just hardcore acting make anyone else around you go, "Whoa?"
You mean, did I move people with my acting style?
Besides us.
Not that anybody was willing to admit to, you know? "Dude, you were so good, I wept." I mean, hell, that's the first time I'm hearing that. So, you know, you tell me. You would know before I did. I do miss Nathan, though. I would love to scream for him again. Yes.
Who is your favorite actor to work with? Not like on a personal level, but like in scenes on the show. Or anything that you've worked with.
So many. That's really a hard question to answer. You know, I mean, you know, when Sarah and I were one-on-one, it was great. So, yeah, we're very connected. And James was awesome, too. You know, James was a lot of fun. But, you know, when I saw, you know, one and two on the call sheet, it was just a one and two scene. I was happy, yeah, about that, because we were just able to connect more, talk more. There wasn't like an outside influence. It's kind of, it was just, you know, kind of catch up time and also act time. It was good. Orange. They gave me a Cartier watch and a bottle of champagne. In L.A., we went from Channel 5 to Channel 13, and it was nice to know that somebody really wanted us, you know? I mean, they put down a lot of money to have the show. So, no, it wasn't at all, because we didn't change locations. We stayed in the same place. So it was not, it wasn't at all, just different parties. But now nothing exists, you know? The CW.
Did the introduction of Dawn surprise the cast as much as it surprised us?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, it was, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she was great. I just kind of like, what, she's a ball of what now? Ah. And we don't know, we do know.
Yeah, right.
Do we remember the shoes? Yeah, it was. Whenever I had scenes with Michelle, I just couldn't wrap my head around it. I'm just gonna treat you like you've always been here. I don't know.
That actually dovetails with that. Besides that, is there any other point where you went, Joss, you lost your mind? You're doing what?
No, I don't think. It wasn't of you've lost your mind. I just didn't understand it. But that mean, maybe that means I lost my mind, you know? No. It was always pleasantly surprised by everything that happened.
So how much of a kick did you get out of saving the world at the end of season 6?
It was good times, you know? Because it had happened in my personal life twice before. But you guys don't know about it. Except for one, I didn't save the world, but I remember the terrorist plot, the LAX. That was me. I stopped that from happening. I remember shooting that scene with Allison up on a bluff in Long Beach, and it was windy and freezing. That's what I recall most of that. Our trailers were so far away, and it was freezing.
So that's why the hug was so warm.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, come inside where it's warm.
So along the lines of favorite things, the Valentine's episode, what was it like being chased by every female character possible?
I think it's pretty good. All the time I experience that. I got my redemption. I definitely could have gotten used to that feeling. You know? And then it's
trying to kill
me. Whatever, you know what I mean? They just want to eat me. So, so tasty.
My favorite line of yours, there's so many, but is when Xander sees Buffy and Spike kissing, he says, "Can I be blind too?" Do you have a favorite Xander line?
I would have to go through a book. I mean, I think masturbator was a favorite of mine. There's so many of them.
Butt monkey.
Yeah, well, that, you know, I... You know, I didn't particularly care for that line. I didn't particularly care for being a butt monkey. I knew that it would catch on, but it was beneath me. But we needed something, and, you know, I'm tired of being everyone's butt monkey, you know what I mean? What does that mean exactly, you know? if I saw a quote book, I could definitely, but the one that sticks out, just because people, I think it kind of encapsulated what the character was going to be, was, I think it was the first season, it was, you know, I laugh in the face of danger and then I hide till it goes away. So I think that was all knowing, you know, in that.
And another question too.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the lady characters there.
Are you taping right now?
No, not
yet. Okay, you're gonna get sick. You are gonna be sick.
Of all the female characters that Xander was involved with, I mean, who do you think he would have settled down?
probably Lisa Lindy, my second. Oh, on the.
Show. Who do you think he would have been most attracted to?
Brandon.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see here. Who? So hell, I mean, outside. I mean, I guess with.
Cordelia.
And, Cordelia. Faith, we had sex. Well, I mean. I mean, if I had to choose, I would imagine it would have been Anya because she was the closest one that I had settled down with. But two, four. But I just think that we're kind of we're picking from the, you know, the day old bread. If I had to pick the best day old bread, it would be that day old bread.
So when they brought Tom Lincoln as a regular in season 7. Did you really enjoy having his character around? Kind of, he was then there was a different pecking order with him around, where your characters were both geeks, but he was the bigger geek, and you could kind of lord over him. And did you really enjoy that kind of interaction?
Whenever I can lord over somebody.
That's the original Boba Fett, though.
See if they can get to.
I mean, it was nice. It was nice to just, Tom's a great guy, so it's, you know, it was nice to, I kind of like being the nerdiest guy around, you know, because I was kind of stuck in that thing, am I growing up into this man, or am I still this nerd, and, you know, so it was, and I think that's why, you know, why Tom became, you know, was on more, because my character got kind of lost the last 2 years, you know, and they just, you know, wanted to bring someone in that was this, you know, Xander four or five years prior. But you know, I don't like Lorden, man. It's, you know, I'm an equal opportunity employer, you know. I like to keep it real. Yep.
How taxing is it for an actor on a series? What is it like physically, your day?
It's more of a mental situation. A lot of trailer times involved, a lot of downtime, a lot of reading, a lot of writing, a lot of arithmetic. Stay in school. Right. It's exhausting. It's like the first 3 years, like you really had to kind of like you. It's like running a marathon, you know, and you can't. You gotta don't just like put it all out there, because by November you're just gonna be thrashed and ruined. So it, you know, it's, you have to pace yourself, definitely. Yeah. Yep.
As an actor, when you first started acting and everything, and you had to do a scene where you were particularly emotional or vulnerable state, was it ever hard for you? And if it was, how did you get around it as an actor? So like, just be able to put yourself out there.
Just pretend like what's happening. You know, I don't sense memory. It's like, oh, when I was 5, I was really sad because my dad hit me. I just put myself in. I was sad because my dad hit me, but I don't use it. It wasn't one of my joyous times. I just put myself in that situation, you know, and just kind of. So it's easier to go in and go out of it.
You just sort of pretend that nobody's watching. I mean, just to get around the fact. That people are watching you and you are expressing vulnerability.
Yeah. I remember for the first couple of years, I was like, if ever I had like a scene where, you know, I was going to be acting, I would always like hope, it was showing off for me. I would hope the more people there, the better, because I was like, okay, I'll show you know, what I'll do. But then you get out of that, and it's not about the people around, because you just kind of connect on the situation. So it could be two people, it could be 2,000 people, and it's not going to matter. You just kind of focus in on your intention in that scene and get it done. Yep.
Was there any place that you wanted to see Xander's character like go that you didn't get to do, like kind of storyline you didn't get to do on the show?
Hard to say. I mean, since you know, that would take too much thought right now for me. And, you know, I would have loved to have been around more in year 7. I kind of felt like I had, just like I said, like I had kind of detached from the whole thing. But everything happened for a reason. And since I wasn't in the pitch meetings and things of that nature, I don't know what I missed outside of death. You know? I'm not really sure on that. Yes?
Out of the regular cast, who do you think was the most underrated actor?
Me. I can't answer that question. I know, yeah. But, I appreciate your bravery. Because that can be flipped around, and, you know, that's a whole can of whoop-ass I don't really feel like opening. Yeah. Yeah. Magic. What can I say? Magic. It's changed my life. It was pretty awesome, you know? Working with her, you know, getting up with her in the morning, and having her make me eggs. What size is that? What size are you wearing? I'd wear that. He would wear that. Maybe I would wear that. What would Xander wear? A clown? I think he would come as a clown because he realized that that the past is BS, man. You can't be frightened of your past. What about a costume? What's that?
You only paid like $2 per
costume. He just buy the gun. He buy the nose.
Right, yeah, that's it, yeah. And then there's paint or charcoal. Feces.
Went there again.
Dude, you guys keep giving it to me, you know? Or am I making it? I'm not sure. Two more questions. One more. After this, one more question.
Okay, season 6, James' character was pretty much naked the entire season.
Yes.
What's that like, having to act completely normal around this naked guy? The naked exercising thing.
I honestly don't remember, but I have a feeling if you were in my shoes, I should be asking you that question. What was it like to watch him naked? I think you feel for him because no one wants to be, clothes are great sometimes, you know? And I just kind of like, it was, you know, it's like, oh dude, I'm sorry, you know? So sorry. Oh man, feel this. Silk. God, it feels so good on the skin. Oh, sorry. Last question. You get the last question.
Yeah. When did you really realize that you had become this sort of star, and what was your reaction to that?
When I was on the cover of TV Guide and it said, Nick Brendon, you are the star. And then People Magazine, what's it like to be a star? I don't know. I think it still hits me. You know what I mean? It's a fantastic thing. It's great, honestly, to entertain people. Like, you know. And I don't know if I believe I'm a star. I don't know if I'll ever believe I'm a star. It's not to say that I'm not a star or a celebrity, but I just see myself as like a regular Joe who really enjoys what he does and has been very blessed to do it for a living. Yeah. And to, you know, I don't have to sit behind a desk and you know, my job is to get it all out. I feel very fortunate for that. But thank you for thinking I'm a star. All right, guys, listen, thank you so much. And like I said, I'm tomorrow at 9 o'clock. I'm actually taking pictures with fans from 9 to, I think, 10. And then I'm signing all day tomorrow, and I got another Q&A tomorrow, another Q&A on Sunday, and you guys are great. So thank you so much. Take care. Bye.
Thanks so much. Take care. Take care. Take care. Take care.